This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. You know, you look back through history, and it's kind of a puzzle. I mean, did anyone ask Queen Victoria about her childcare or her priorities as a mother? What about Catherine the Great of Russia? Or even the woman godlike pharaoh Hatshepsut, who about 3,000 years ago ruled an empire on an anti-war platform and rebuilt the shrines of Egypt? She did spend an awful lot of time building her mausoleum, but then so did all the boy pharaohs. In this Sarah Palin moment, are Americans somehow ahead of the curve regarding the abilities and roles of women, or are we hopelessly out of touch with history?
I know I have the body but of a weak and feeble woman, but I have the heart and stomach of a king!
Queen Elizabeth I was a ruler no one doubted for a moment. She had lipstick, and that was some pit bull. But as a mom, it was kind of a bust, and having no heir messed up the line of succession in Britain for quite some time. But her ability to carpool and get kids to and from hockey was not how she was evaluated as a leader, that's for sure. Personally, I imagine Maggie Thatcher on the ice rather than as a hockey mom.
To those waiting with bated breath for that favorite media catchphrase, the U-turn, I have only one thing to say. You turn if you want to. The ladies not for turning.
No, the lady's not for turning, but she was one of the most powerful British prime ministers in generations. She had twins, by the way, and that's a detail you have to dig to find.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
There's Eva Perón, not Madonna, the powerful leader of Argentina. But Eva, the mom? No kids. The current Argentinian leader, Cristina Kirchner, has two. How about Golda Meir of Israel? She had global stature. Changing the role of women in politics and every other part of Israeli life was something she spoke about a lot.
That was what the women were struggling for. An equal role, not equal privileges or equal rights. But they fought for carrying the burden equally.
The Prime Minister of Israel, Golda Meir, had two kids. Again, that's a detail you kind of have to dig for. What about Benazir Bhutto of Pakistan or Indira Gandhi of India? Both hugely popular, hugely powerful. Both died in a bomb, apparently set by men. Here's Benazir Bhutto in 1995 speaking about the role of women in society.
We must shape a world free from exploitation and maltreatment of women. A world in which women have opportunities to rise to the highest level in politics, business, diplomacy, and other spheres of life.
Both Bhutto and Gandhi had two kids, moms. But what's curious to me is that in all the debate and talk about Sarah Palin, hockey mom, supermom, governor, family values Republican, history doesn't seem to regard motherhood and leadership as even remotely related. George Washington, chopped down the cherry tree. Everybody knows that. Anybody remember what kind of a dad he was?